Welcome back to Super Rankings, where you can come for Superman,
but stay for what's her face?
Yeah, with pixie cut.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
I don't remember her name, Trina or something.
I put her in my notes as hot intern.
There you go.
I'm not a hot intern. I'm your head scientist, Ben Creighton. With me is my hot intern, Reginald. Oh, and Kenny.
Hey, everybody, it's Kenny Wendorski. Welcome back to Super Rankings. For those of you just joining us, we are scientists in a laboratory, and we rank Superman cartoons using science.
We do. We've got like 2-3 months of Superman left, and that's going to be Batman Beyond. We already did all of Batman the Animated Series.
Yep. You can definitely check that out, though. It's still on the internet and under Bat Rankings.
Yes. But you Google it. You'll find, you know what? You're listening to us. You clearly found the podcast feed. Just scroll some.
You'll find us.
You'll find us. In the meantime, Jimmy Olsen. What can be said about Jimmy Olsen?
That's right, kids. You've been waiting so long. You've been probably thinking to yourself, when are these guys going to do a Jimmy Olsen episode? Well, you are in luck.
Yeah. Now, we don't open on Jimmy Olsen. We open up on Hot Intern.
Yes.
Here at the Daily Planet.
She's got lots of bracelets and a nose piercing and gold and jewelry and...
Yep, a little blonde pixie cut, and she's delivering papers to Lois Lane's desk, and we sort of cut over to Jimmy kind of looking with a hangdog expression, and Clark says, "You want to fuck the new intern, don't you?"
Jimmy says, "I've tried. I asked her out twice. The first time she said she had a sick pet, and the second time she just said no." Yep. So clearly not interested in a and why not? Jimmy is a strapping young man.
He is. He has a mullet and blue jeans.
Yes. He is every girl's dream.
He snaps photos.
Yeah. Works for a newspaper, which we all know is a job.
That's a real up-and-coming field, that print journalism.
Yeah.
He's on the way up, boy howdy.
And so she said no.
Yeah.
Oh, darn.
Yeah. But there's no time for love, Jimmy. There's a car chase happening.
Yes, there's a live news feed. Angela Chen's in a helicopter saying there's a car chase.
Yep.
And I was thinking of O.J. Simpson the whole time.
Yeah, it was. And apparently this is such a common occurrence in Metropolis. Some of the people at the Daily Planet watching the news are like, again? This is like the third one this week.
Yeah, police sirens. The cops are chasing this one car.
Yep.
Clark Kent zips out of there as Superman, and he picks up the car, and...
Yeah, this is kind of a confusing set piece, because it's Angela Chen tailing in the helicopter over the police chase, and Superman picks up the pickup truck that's being chased, puts it to safety, but in the meantime, the Angela Chen helicopter, like, collided with another helicopter, so he has to go save that, and then when he does... There's a section of highway that's crumbling now, and I wasn't clear on why.
So he has to hold up the section of highway while everyone's getting out. Yeah. Meanwhile, Jimmy's helping people out of the helicopter.
Yeah, he was there snapping pictures for the newspaper, of course, and they, you know, Jimmy and Superman just exchange a few words in passing, and Angela Chen's trying to get an interview with Superman after all of the hubbub is calming down. Superman's like, yeah, no... I don't want to fuck you, so I only give interviews to reporters that I want to fuck. is how it goes. So I'm out.
He pieces out. So Angela's like, "How about you, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Jimmy, you know Superman. You want to interview?"
Yeah. And Jimmy's downplaying it. He's like, "I mean, we've talked. I don't know that we're best pals." And Angela does that thing where she's recording all this and she cuts it so that it sounds like Jimmy says, "Me and Superman, obvious cut." Best pals!
Yes. I was thinking of the Simpsons episode where the Venus...
Then I noticed she was sitting on her sweet can. I grab her sweet can. Oh, just thinking about her can. I just wish I had her sweet, 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 sweet can.
maybe Hot Intern would go out with Jimmy if she knew that he sleeps in an oxygen tent that gives him sexual powers.
Hey, that's only the half truth! But, it's obvious that Angela has cut and pasted this interview together, but it makes Jimmy look good.
It does. It makes him look so good that he's getting free bagels at work. Hey, you're Superman's pal. And certain hot interns are really into him now.
Yeah, she's like, hey, remember when I turned you down? Let's go out to dinner.
Yeah. And so they do. It's a lovely evening. The meal gets comped by the restaurant.
Which is not how that works, but sure.
You mean if somebody came into the Ritz and said, hey, I'm best friends with, I don't even know who.
I hate that. Can I just say, I don't do that. I hate that, people. When
do
you
people
come
try
in,
to do they try to name
so
drop?
So I know the manager. Of course you do. It's on the back sign. Everyone sees it. Did you go to high school with him? Or did you, like, help deliver his baby? We're not falling for it. You're not getting anything for free. But anyway, he gets some for free.
I had no idea that was a thing people actually tried to do.
It drives me nuts.
That's insane.
They don't do it at the Ritz, but they did it out back all the time.
I'm going to be honest. This episode kind of goes off the rails at this point.
There's hired goons. Not hired goons. They're just street goons.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, some hired goons. Well, we later find out, spoilers, they are hired goons.
They show up and they're like, hey, Jimmy, you're best pals with Superman.
That means I fucking hate you.
I'm gonna send you to the morgue. He says, I'm going to send you to the morgue. And he takes out like a baton.
Yeah.
Like a cop baton.
Hot intern is yelling, help, help, Superman, your best pal's in trouble. And fortunately, Superman did happen to be within earshot.
Is that how that works?
I mean, well, because she asks him, sounds like you need Superman. How do you get a hold of him? And he says, I just yell like anyone else.
For Lois, it makes sense, because I know he's low-key stalking her.
Yeah.
But for anybody else in the city, I mean, there's got to be people that fall down or sprain their ankle and they yell for help.
Yeah.
Is he doing this for everybody?
I don't know if it's meant to be a coincidence. You know what would have... I know trying to fix the episode is not the greatest thing critically to do, but if it had shown that Superman had made the connection, wow, Jimmy is getting all this notoriety, maybe I should keep an extra close eye on him for a while. That could have... But as far as we know, it's just a coincidence that Superman happened to be reasonably close by. He does have super hearing, so close by could still be, you know, 4 or 5 blocks away, but
I'm not really into the nitpicky of this, but it is a big coincidence. It's a big leap.
Yeah.
But he shows up, stops the goons, and he tells Jimmy, I love helping you, and this is great, but you gotta, like, retract that statement.
Yeah.
We're not, like, best pals.
Yeah.
Because shit like this is gonna happen.
Yep. Have you seen how often it happens to Lois? And I put up with that because I'm still trying to fuck
I'm
that.
I'm just saying you might want to fix this. So he does. He tries.
I like you, Jimmy, but I'm not trying to fuck you.
Nope.
So. And so, yeah, Jimmy tries to get Angela to retract the story, and she's having none of it. Meanwhile, Jimmy's notoriety is only rising.
Now, I did like this scene. This was good.
Yeah, it's like a montage of everybody bugging him. Like, hey, you know, Superman, could you put in a good word? We got this charity thing. You could rep our automobile company. We could, you know, what can we do
here?
Come
to my kid's birthday. Nope. Come to a signing. Help with a charity thing for otters or seals or something.
Something.
Jimmy's going to all these places to hide. The movie theater, the museum, all these places that are supposed to be, you know, like you're getting away from it all. But people are bothering him.
Yep. Till finally his new hot intern girlfriend says, look, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take you someplace just secluded where you can just relax for a while. You like junkyards, Jimmy?
Who doesn't like a good junkyard?
I love them.
So, I mean, she takes him to the junkyard.
Yeah.
Most romantic place on earth.
Obviously, it's where all the most romantic drug deals go down.
She takes him into an RV, and lo and behold, in the RV,
it's fucking Metallo.
That's right, kids. He's back. Metallo.
Yep.
Are you sick of him yet?
Remember how his whole thing was he can't enjoy kissing women?
He's kissing women.
He's kissing hot interns so much. Turns out we never do get a reason why she's into him. She has...
No backstory.
She has a Metallo fetish. This is her deal.
I don't know where she found him.
Nope.
Don't know how they fell in love.
Nope. But he asked her, hey, could you maybe infiltrate the Daily Planet to try to get close to Lois Lane to lure her into a trap so that I can attract Superman and murderfy him.
Doesn't work, so we do plan B.
Yep.
We'll get intrepid boy photojournalist
Jimmy Olsen, Superman's pal.
But then they make a phone call to the Daily Planet.
Yep.
Saying that we've got, they're captured.
Yep.
She's lying. She's saying, I'm captured with Jimmy.
Yep.
And we need Superman to help save us.
Yeah.
To the Daily Planet. And Lois is the one who takes the phone call.
Yep. So Clark overhears it, does his quickie changey thing, zip-zaps off to the junkyard, where he gets ambushed by Metallo, kryptonite in the face.
His kryptonite was destroyed in the previous episode, but he found more
kryptonite.
Super glue? Gorilla glue?
You know what? That stuff's real good.
Yeah. Well, it's back together, and Superman's powerless against kryptonite.
Yep.
This old nugget again.
Yep. So we get our big third act punch fest in the junkyard. Turns out that Hot Intern is also a fucking ninja for some reason.
Yeah.
And she's doing, like, sweet roundhouse kicks at Jimmy Olsen.
But Jimmy defeats her with a rolling chair.
Yes.
An office chair.
Yeah. Like, mows her over with it and shoves her into a closet so that he can use a magnet to get Metallo, which, okay, it's one of those
perfect.
Big... Yeah.
That would have been perfect, but...
Because well, that's what he does. Metallo and Superman are in a bus, and Jimmy gets the big, like, magnet for moving cars around junkyards and pins Metallo to the roof of the bus with the magnet.
Yep.
Okay, you did it.
Mission solved.
Stop there.
But no. They drop him into the trash compactor.
Yep.
And it's crashing, and Superman's putting cars on top of the trash compactor.
Yep.
I guess to trap him in there?
I guess, but he busts out.
Because he's Metallo and he's real strong.
Yep, very strong boy. Uses more kryptonite. Superman's sleepy boy again. And Jimmy, so you know when your car battery is having a hard time and it's leaking acid and it's, you know, it's just like this mostly solid crust and you really shouldn't touch it, but I mean it just stays there. It's not, Kenny, I don't know if you know this, a car battery is not in fact just a bucket of liquid acid.
But it is in cartoons.
Apparently it is in Metropolis.
He throws the goo, the acid.
Jimmy does.
On Metallo, and he goes, what was that? Battery acid, and as soon as he answers it, his kryptonite heart melts out.
Yeah. Also not how...
also not how that works.
Okay. Yeah.
But with that gone, yep. Metallo's able to be
powerless
stopped?
Or dead or something. And Superman tells Jimmy, save my life again, buddy. We really are pals. Have a signal watch.
Yes, this watch, he pushes a button and only Superman can hear it, so he can come in and rescue him, which is a good plot device for future episodes.
Yep.
Not necessarily this one.
Yep.
But and thus ends.
Superman's pal. Kenny, does this episode hold up?
I was so bored.
This is not a good episode.
Yeah, this is a... It's...
This might be the first one that I'm like, this is just not a good... It's not like, yeah, you know, it's got its flaws, but it's just kind of... It's not egregiously bad, but it's so basic.
I think we've had so many good and or medium good episodes that to have one that's honestly like this, it's pretty lame.
Yeah. The animation's kind of crappy, too.
Music's not... really standout worthy, and we got Metallo again, which I gotta be honest with you, Ben, I'm over him.
Yeah, I'm ditto.
It's too much Metallo.
Malcolm McDowell, you're a goddamn national treasure, but there's only so much you can do, and they're not giving you much to do.
We've made this comment before. Some villains use sparingly because it's more... it just makes it special.
Yeah.
Mr. Freeze being one of those villains from Batman. He's a once-in-a-blue-moon villain.
Yep.
I think two episodes worth. And Metallo, what are we on? Like five of these guys?
Something.
It's getting old.
And I had to look up what animation studio it was. And this was two brand new animation studios for this show, which might explain why like the characters looked off model half the time. They would seem to be like different sizes depending on the camera angle. And it's really not bad by the standards of the time, but this show is usually better than this.
Yeah.
But I guess we got to rank it with science.
Let's do it.
I'm a disciple of science.
Reginald.
Yeah.
Boot it up, my friend.
Is it booted?
Looking good. I see all the doodads and the lights are flickering.
We should really take down those Christmas lights, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it's true. It's, you know what? It's still the week after New Year's. I think we're still within that grace period, but we don't have them gone by next week. We're going to be those guys.
I'll bring a ladder next week.
Okay.
I guess there's nothing. You know what we should do on the ladder?
What's that?
Put our lab coats on.
Oh, but
take our pants
off.
Woo!
All right, my friend, we've got a big old list of 41 episodes. Do the honors, sir. I know. I know.
The late Mr. Kent, Mixopixelated, Last Son of Krypton, Target World's Finest Little Piece of Home, Promethean Prototype, Rosaro's World, Apocalypse Now, Identity Crisis, Brand New Metropolis, Doom Kits on the Block, Fun and Games, The Way of All Flesh, Obsession, and Brightest Day, Blast from the Past, Tools of the Trade, Solar Power, My Girl, Stolen Memories, Heavy Metal, Feeding Times, Beat Demons, Main Man, Nighttime, Little Girl Lost, Little Big Head Man, Band of Fate, Monkey Pine, Ghost of the Machine, Livewire, Absolute Power, Father's Day, Warrior Queen, Where There's Smoke, Two's a Crowd, Double Dills, Action Figures, Mummy's Alive, Rah, 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 Rah.
Oh.
Some of these are just too hard to say back to back. Look at this. You got Little Girl Lost, Little Big Head Man, and I always trip over Monkey Fun. and now we've got these new ones, like New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, we got a lot of long episode titles in this show. Man, could you imagine if Little Piece of Home was down there with Little Girl Lost and Little Big Head Man?
Shit.
Oh my God, dude. All right. RNGesus wants to know, is Superman's pal better
aim low,
or worse?
RNGesus, aim low.
Oh, RNGesus wasn't listening. Is it better or worse than number 8, Prototype?
No.
Nope.
That's the RoboCop one, right?
Right.
That was a good one.
That was a good... I mean, it's in the top 10 for a reason.
I think I wouldn't mind rewatching that one.
I'd
like
watch that
tonight
one
or something.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You know what I wouldn't rewatch tonight? Superman's pal.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Is Superman's pal better or worse than number 22, Stolen Memories? Now, that was the first Brainiac one.
Oh, then no.
Yeah. Agreed.
That was the, like, the big day...
Day of the World Stood Still.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Superman gets a brain full of Krypton memories, and mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was a cool one. All right, in that case, is Superman's pal better or worse than number 37?
I'm 37?
Where There's Smoke.
Was that Volcana?
Yeah, that was Volcana.
Yeah, I think that one's better. That had some really cool art design with that 60s bizarro James Bond evil villain.
Yeah,
layer.
That one was... Actually, no. I was about to say that one might have been dumber than this one, but no, I don't think it was. This one was pretty dumb.
Artistically, visually, it was very nice.
Yeah, and it was a change of pace that I don't think entirely worked, but at least that kept it interesting.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to sort of be X-Files for a second here.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. In that case...
Aim low, RNGesus.
Oh, RNGesus heard you this time.
Okay.
Kenny... Is Superman's pal better or worse than Mummy's Alive? Rah-rah-rah-rah.
You know, the animation when the mummies transform is kind of nice looking.
Yeah?
Ow. I wasn't bored with Mummy's Alive.
Yeah.
And I was bored with this one. Mummy's Alive just didn't work.
Yeah, but it was...
Too many things together, as I recall. They're mummies, but then they get their superpowers, which is the super armor.
Yep.
Based on some animal spirit.
They
got
too
many things
in sarcophagi.
They just needed to be mummies. That would have been fine.
There's an evil wizard, what is also a businessman sometimes, and that's never explained.
Yeah, you don't. It's like giving the Ninja Turtles, and then also giving them. Like, the power of the elements, too. You don't need that. They're fine as Ninja Turtles.
That being said, there was more going on in Mummy's Alive. And as a dumb spectacle, it was more interesting.
Jesus Christ, are we doing this?
I think we might be.
We're no strangers to love.
I really thought that Mummy's Alive was going to sit at the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
I think we might need some Rick Astley.
Cue the Rick Astley.
Reginald.
Thank you.
That's a good lad.
Thank you, Reginald.
It's a sad day, Reginald.
Even he's looking at us like with this puppy dog look on his face. We didn't make the episode, Reggie.
Yeah. This jade animation and hold on. Understand. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let Jade Animation and Group TAC did, at least animation-wise, and I got some bad news for you, too, me not liking this episode much visually. I caught on the wiki the episode list that these two animation studios work on. We got more coming up.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be, like, the next few.
Well, maybe this was, I mean, it's their first time.
Yeah, it's true.
I wasn't really good my first time.
That's true. I'm real glad I'm not dating that girl no more.
So maybe it was just a bad start, and they'll get better a few episodes from now.
Well, we'll get a chance to see it next week, right after I mark this down.
It happened.
It happened. Superman's pal at the new number 40. Never gonna give
you up. 41?
43 spot. Oh, is that right? Doesn't seem right. Okay, yeah, no. 40. Accurate. Never gonna make
you cry. We're scientists, damn it.
There we go. The science machine is being very rude.
Here, let me just hit it with a hammer a little bit. That should do the trick. That worked in Armageddon. Remember the Russian guy? He hit the machine, and the machine started working. And the audience laughed and cheered.
Well, I gotta recalibrate the science machine. What the fuck are you doing, science machine? Hold on.
Well, I mean, it happens. It's
I swear this never happens to me. Give me 5 minutes. We'll try again. Here we go. I had to go to the backup science machine.
Yep. It's always good to have a spare.
Yep. Superman's pal is at the new number 42 spot, just below Mummy's Alive, rah, 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 and just above nothing, because this is the weakest episode of Superman we've watched thus far.
We've got a bottom of the barrel.
Yep. It took us a while to get there.
Yeah.
But here we sit, and let's see where we'll see it sit next week. It's Fish Story. Could you possibly guess what episode this might be? It's Atlantis? Fucking Aquaman.
Yeah.
Yep. I remember Aquaman from the Justice League show where he shows up again. I do not remember what kind of... If this is going to be the same Aquaman. Because with both... I mean, with Flash, it was supposedly the same Flash, but different voice and pretty different characterization. With Green Lantern, it's just straight up a different character. So I don't know if the version of Aquaman we're about to get is at all like what I remember. Because as I recall in the Justice League, that was very much, okay, we know this character was a fucking joke on Super Friends, so we've got to make him extra badass. Give him a hook hand. Give him a big beard.
Yeah.
Have him played by Jason Momoa. Oh, wait, no, that's a different thing. But we've got to make him ripped and please like this character.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see next week.
Yeah, I don't remember this one at all. So this will be a clean slate for me.
Yep. I know I've watched it. I've watched all of these at least once. I don't remember thing one about it.
Yeah.
So that'll be next time. In the meantime...
They called it a fish story. I'm looking at the thumbnail right now.
Fish story.
Okay. I'm going to have to say that on the list.
I mean, these are the same guys who brought you Monkey Fun.
That's true.
I don't know what you expect.
That's true.
Well, that'll be next week. In the meantime, Kenny, where can folks find you on the internet?
You can find me at YSKI TV on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
And you can find me at HBI2K on Twitter or twitch.tv/BenCrayton. And you can find us right here at anchor.fm/superrankings. You can click buttons. You can subscribe on your podcatcher of choice. You can leave us a 4-star review or a 5-star review. I forget which one's higher in this context.
On Spotify?
I have no idea. I've never reviewed anything on Spotify.
Oh, maybe I'm going to do that when I go home.
Yeah. I suppose we should really give ourselves a 5-star review if we're
going
to ask other people to do it.
We'll have 2 5-stars already. Yeah!
See you next week for some fish, everybody.
Bye, everybody.